Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1995, Adele H. Fluharty.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an excavating company storage of equipment and office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.34 acres more or less, land lying east of Road 279, Camp Arrowhead Road, 260 feet south of Road 279A, Waterview Road, with a 911 address of 22379 Camp Arrowhead Road, Lewis, Delaware, and with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 12, Parcel Number 84. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey of the property. It's rather small, but it does show the existing dwelling, shop, an office, and the parcel in itself, and our gravel driveway, excuse me. We did receive comments from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report dated May 28th of 2014, referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service C of Camp Arrowhead Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They provided comments in the form of a memorandum on August 20th, 2014, referencing that the property is located in the Angola Neck planting area, that source service has not been extended to the parcel, that the proposed business will use an on-site septic system, that when the county does provide source service, a connection to that system is mandatory, that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. I will advise the commission that this application was filed after receipt of a violation notice from the department for the business operating on the property. And I also passed down for your benefit copies of four letters and or emails that have been received by the department in opposition to the application. And rather than read each individual letter, just for the record for those present, the emails and letters we received are from Lou and Jean D'Amico. I apologize for anybody's name I say wrongly. Patricia Burke, Mrs. M. Nature, and that included some photographs. And that's all four. There were two letters copied on the one from the D'Amicos. Everybody get one? Mm-hmm. And that's all that, Mr. Chairman.
All right, should we thank you? Is anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening. I'm Clint Fluharty. I'm Adele's son. I own the business Dirt Works.
Okay.
I also reside at 22547 Waterview Road.
All right.
Which intersects the 5-acre property.
Okay.
This has been a family business in that area, in that location, since 1973. My father started his masonry business there. We've continued with family business there since. I started in business as myself in 97 under my name, Clint Fluharty.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you if you could lean one way or the other toward the mics. They're having a little trouble hearing you out in the audience.
You want to go to one mic instead of both?
Yeah.
Okay. Try to get one.
Yeah.
Right. It'll be clear.
In 97,
Much better.
I started in business under my own name, Clint Fluharty. In 99, we switched it over to Dirt Works Incorporated. We've been there ever since. You know, we've been a family-run business. We do everything within Sussex County. Everything we do supports Sussex County as far as materials and stuff we buy. I mean, I don't know what else to really to say other than that. I do have a letter here from Denerek, who visited us today because they were called also. If I can hand that to you.
Or you can give it to our counselor here, and he'll pass it down to us.
That's fine. I'll make sure it's fine.
That came after their on-site inspection today of the property and what was all there. So.
Okay, then. Well, Mr. Kilgore, why don't we see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you?
One quick thing. Of the letters you had, were they all against or were there some for?
Well, that's what I was looking at, and I just to clarify the record, the first one at least, I haven't read all of them. Well, it looks like the first two are the same, but that one from Lou and Gene D'Amico is in favor, it appears. So I think there was a statement they were in opposition. I think one of them's in favor and the rest are in opposition.
Oh, that's my fault. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just copied them all. So I stand corrected. I have one letter in support. Three in opposition.
All right, then. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Fluharty, could you tell me again when the business first started?
The current business was started in 99. But there has been a business there since 1973. Sorry.
So what was there before?
My father's masonry business.
Okay. And your type of business is?
Excavation.
Excavation. Okay.
Yes.
Well, they made reference to a 97. Was that just a
different? That's when I started in my business, was 97.
What was that called again?
It was under my name, Clint Fluharty.
That's Clint Fluharty.
I've got copies of those business licenses.
That's right. I just wanted to verify the name.
And your business is now Dirt Works?
Now it's Dirt Works, yes. Okay. Dirt Works Incorporated.
Okay. And how many employees do you have?
15.
15 employees. When you started in 1999, how many employees did you have?
It was me and one or two of my friends here and there. Miscellaneous, you know, whoever I had could help me.
So it's fair to characterize this as a family business that has successfully grown?
Like every business hopes to, yes.
Okay. What kind of work takes place on the property?
On the property is none. As in your original notes, it states that there's an office on site. There's not an office on site. The two buildings, the smaller one is just personal storage for my own cars, and the back shop is just storage for small items, stamps, miscellaneous stuff. The only thing that happens on site is the storage of trucks and equipment of a night. And
Mr. Fluharty, I'm going to ask you to take a step to the right. And I think that microphone will pick you up if you stand right there.
All right.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing you say is that basically what's used on the property is being used for storage of your equipment.
Yes, trucks and equipment.
And do the employees come to your place or how do
the employees come there?
Pick up the
truck and leave.
Truck or climb in the truck and go?
Yeah.
What about servicing of your equipment?
Coastal Towing does 90% of our work. We do small stuff, tire repair, and little miscellaneous stuff in the shop, you know, if needed.
Changing oil or?
Coastal Towing does mostly everything,
does
all repairs.
Okay. So it's basically a storage and employee starting point.
Yes.
What time do your employees usually arrive?
7 o'clock.
And what kind of noise would you say is generated?
The only thing you'll have is the vehicle starting. One or two of them may have a backup alarm that you'll hear beep. And that's basically it.
Because from prior applications with similar type businesses, one of the complaints we received from the neighborhood was, you know, the music, you know, radios cranked up and, you know, after work, you know, having a few beers or.
Yeah.
So.
Well, mostly what I've been paying attention to since we've been called out on this is what time we do show up and everybody is right at round 7 and what time everybody's leaving. And it's anywhere from 7:30 to 8 o'clock at the latest, everybody's out of there.
So y'all put in some long hours?
I'm saying 7, you know, of a morning.
7 in the morning.
7 in the morning to 8 in the morning is the trucks and everybody's used that. You will have a straggler here and there of a day that he'll need something from the shop. He'll come back. He'll get it. He'll leave again. Switch a truck out. Odds and ends like that.
Okay. And what time do they usually return?
That varies anywhere from 3:30 to, you know, we hope to be done by 5, but sometimes there's an occasional truck that straggles in at 6. But, I mean, that's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
But typically, it's what time?
Typically, I would say 4 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, I'd say 90% of the guys are back in the shop.
Thank you.
And in between us and most of the neighbors, it is, you know, there is woods between all of us. You know, and it's somewhat of a buffer. The only place that's clear that is an opening you can see is behind my own personal house.
Right. Had it not been for the yellow sign, I probably would not have found your property.
And most people say that.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
I ask that question because you made reference that most of it's surrounded by woods.
Yes, sir.
There hadn't been really any to no complaints until you cut down some...
I took some trees down behind my personal...
Leland Cypress that has since passed?
There was no Leland's taken down. Behind my personal house, we thinned out some trees of our own yard and then some on Mom's property to give us a little more room for trucks to turn around and stuff.
So, thank you.
What other businesses are you aware of that on your road?
On Camp Arrowhead Road.
Yep.
There's a well drilling service. There's another excavation service. And honestly, there's a tow company.
A towing company.
There might be a couple more. I've been there since day one, so I just really don't pay that much attention. Yes.
Well, the well drilling is the most obvious one, I have to admit. That's almost across the street from you.
Yes.
And that went through a conditional use just in the last few years.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
So it's not like you're running a business out of your... I'm presuming you don't want a sign or anything like that?
Nothing. All we want to do is what we've been doing, storing our trucks and a place for our guys to meet of a morning, you know, get what they're doing, and leave.
And the property is owned by?
My mother, Adele.
By your mother?
Yes.
Okay. Do you pay the rent?
We have an arrangement, yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I'd hope so. I have no further questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, then. Mr. Smith, please.
No questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Roth.
You live in the house there?
Yes. The 5-acre parcel, which is my mother's brick house and the shops, that's on Camp Arrowhead Road. If you go down Waterview Road, my house is the 5th house on the right, the yellow two-story.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. It butts right up to the smaller of the two shops on the property.
And like Mr. Johnson, I'm glad the yellow sign was out front, or I would have missed it as well.
Okay. All right, then, Mr. Lang.
No question. Thank you.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No, thanks.
All right, then, Mr. Fluharty, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1995, Adele H. Fluharty? In favor. All right, sir, come on up. Well, somebody. You're next. Orange shirt will be next.
As long as they don't say dirt work on them.
Well, freedom of speech, they can say whatever they want.
My name is Terry Simmons. I live at 22472 Waterview Road, which is approximately 4 houses down from Mr. Fluharty. I'm not impacted by his business at all. If anything, I'm more impacted by trash pickup. I mean, he runs that big business, but the only thing, and I'm a light sleeper, wakes me up is every day somebody has a different trash pickup, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, their trash gets picked up.
6 o'clock in the morning, you're still asleep?
I know, it's ironic, and then everybody gets picked up at 6 o'clock, but...
No, it's ironic that you're still asleep.
I'm still asleep? Yeah. I'm not, really, but... But what I'm getting at is that his business doesn't impact me at all. I moved in that neighborhood in 2003. I had knowledge of that business, and it was my choice to move there with that knowledge.
Okay.
So basically, that's all I got to say.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right, sir, over here. Now your turn.
Sure, that's a dirt.
Good evening. My name is Baron Stevenson. I came to work for Clint about 8 months ago. The reason I came to work for him was that he was expanding his business. In the process, I do office work and I'm out in the field with the guys. One of the things that we implemented is more of a handbook organization, so these guys would show up on a timely fashion, so they were leaving in a timely fashion. And the loud music that you said, that's not on either. When they pull in, it's created a good atmosphere, and there is a family atmosphere, even though it's grown. You know, you have all the camaraderie of the guys that get together. They joke because it is local. I think you'd, if somebody were to make a different statement about the business, it would be an injustice. Is they're related to everybody down that road, and it's been there forever. So that, basically, I think I'm in favor of that.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, let me guess. How long have you worked for Clint?
My name's Connor Pavlik. I've been working on and off with Clint for about 10 years. And like he said, family business. He's always done quite a bit of work with my father. And so whenever I get the chance, I like to help him out. We've done quite a bit of lot clears right up and down that same road. Dug all kind of house foundations. I just started up a nice young family, so I'm kind of depending on showing up to work with Clint more often to help him improve my life and my family's life. And I'm not very good at this.
You're doing fine. Yeah. You're doing just fine. Just make sure you show up at 7 o'clock.
Right. Sometimes that
every
gets
day.
Me.
Yeah. Especially Monday and, of course, Friday.
Uh-huh.
Never miss Friday.
Yes. So, just like to comment on the family thing of everything. Everybody's
okay.
Nice, good group of people we got with us.
All right, then.
Thank you.
We thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, sir, come on up.
How's it going? I'm Richard Jennings. I work for Clint Fluharty. I've been with him for about 3.5 years. And with the family business going on, he does so much for a lot of people. He donated most of his time for that extreme home makeover that Shell Brothers did. We were in there around the clock working, no complaints. And then, I mean, like, you need anything, he's there for you to help you out. And with the loud music, that's not true. The loudest thing that goes in and out of there is my pickup truck. I got an 87 Chevy, and that's the loudest thing that goes in and out of there. Normally, it's in there about 5 or 7. And it leaves anytime in between 4 and 5:30 at night.
Okay.
And that's all I like to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Okay, this is last call for anybody in favor. All right, then. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1995? Yes, sir. Come on up. Hello.
My name's Joe Weiser. I'm a next door neighbor across the street from Clint. Mm-hmm. I'm not a part of his family or his business. And I would like to express my opposition to this proposal. I have seen his business expand within the last 4 years, clear cutting trees and bringing more equipment on board. I have a different watch too. Mine says around there, business sometimes starts as early as 6 o'clock in the morning, even if it's just warming up. I don't know how many triaxle trucks they have. These aren't all little trucks, mm-hmm. excavating vehicles, a lot of diesel fumes out in the neighborhood on a cold day. It can be actually like a fog in the area. Sometimes they're pulling their vehicles in and out as late as 8:30 at night. I live directly across the street from Clint, which is his backyard is basically the hub of where all their equipment is at. All the other ones are pretty much a driveway through her property. And the dust, the noise of the triaxles banging the gates, and you know, loading stone equipment, moving excavating equipment as big as this courtroom, as long as some of the excavating equipment on a trailer. It's becoming a instead of a residential area, it's becoming like a light industry area. And as far as I can see on this site map, it's mostly all residential area. I would just like to say that I have concerns on the environment. It's I'm sure there's it's all dirt road. It kicks up a lot of dust. There's nothing to absorb anything. If there were to be a fuel spill, I don't know if they store fuel facilities on site or where they fuel their trucks. I have concerns on that, if they have the proper facilities for that. Containments around any fuel tanks, whatever that might be. The also, I have concerns over the sound barrier. Would there be any provisions for a sound barrier, since he has conveniently cut all the trees between his mother's property and his? So there's kind of a gray line where actually the trucks, where the line is of the properties. I believe that the house, I can actually see the triaxle trucks from my house. You know, I didn't move into this neighborhood to have that across the street. His business has expanded excessively in the last couple of years. I have sound barriers. The hours of operations, I can testify that that is not a case. And cold in the winter, when they warm up their equipment, when you hear four or five triaxles and other large diesel equipment starting up, you wouldn't want it in your neighborhood. And I'm just opposed to that. I think there's plenty of land out here where he could move his business elsewhere. I have concerns also if the land were to be transferred from his mother's to his name or somewhere else, would he seek a variance to some of the pickup trucks come in and out through the driveway, which isn't a big deal. It's not like heavy equipment, but in the future, these things creep up. You know, you get your foot in the door, next thing you know, well, we'd like to have a variance to, or if she sells her property, that would landlock the business if he doesn't purchase it. I just wouldn't want to see Waterview Road become a fair for through for any of this equipment.
Okay, all right. And can you show me on this drawing where you live?
I actually have a print myself.
Okay, you can show me on yours if you want.
Clint's house, there's Adelie's property, mm-hmm. I live right there.
Okay, so it's Clint, and then you're over here.
The majority is right back at his house, of the building.
And you're over here, right?
Right there.
Okay, and the activity is occurring here.
Right.
Okay.
Just staying in my driveway and waiting for him.
Okay, and you've been there how long?
If you could go back to the podium.
Yeah, I need you to go back to the podium. Sorry. If you would, here, you could take your drawing. Yeah, it's my fault. I asked him to come over. I'm sorry. Good.
Just so it'll pick up.
The bench. All right.
It's all being recorded, so we just need to make sure you get picked up.
Yeah, but that's where I am, directly across from him. And he has expanded in the last 4 years.
And you've been there for 4 years?
Yes.
Okay.
And from the little sawmill or whatever it was, it's really expanded. And I'm concerned about what are the limits of the equipment, how much equipment is allowed to be permitted on this property, and does he own all the equipment as part of his company, or does he have subcontractors that he allows to store their vehicles and equipment there? And you know, if I had known this, in the past, I wouldn't have moved into that area.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay,
who's next in opposition? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I might have a couple more, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Count on that.
Okay.
Mr. Fulhardy,
would you mind coming back up to the podium, please?
Mr. Chairman, while he's approaching the podium, am I correct that both of these applications, Mr. Wilkerson's and this one, there's another public hearing on these in October?
Before County Council.
Before County Council, yes.
Second public hearing. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fluhart, for coming back up. A couple questions, some were generated by folks testifying as well as some of the letters that we received. But what do you do about disabled equipment?
Like I said, most disabled equipment is repaired either by the dealership or Coastal Dillon does most of our repair.
So, but I mean, if there's, do you have storage of any equipment that's disabled and rusting? And
we have one truck that was totaled. It was totaled in an accident, and we bought it back from the insurance company because we have three other trucks that are same trucks, and it's just sitting there on site for parts. We've had it tarped up, but the tarp keeps blowing off with the wind.
And what do you do for fuel?
Fuel, we have on site two tanks.
So you have storage on
storage on site, and as you see from the letter, with
I haven't seen the letter from Denrick yet.
Denrick checked everything. Everything's in check with them. We also just changed insurance companies, and the insurance company sent an independent advisor through, and by their standards, everything is fine.
So then you would, back to the equipment, you would characterize it, but there any junk that's on the property, is that one truck?
As of right now, the only thing on the property that does not run or is not used is that one truck.
Okay. And what about a dumpster?
We have Waste Industries.
And do they come 6 a.m. every day?
It varies with them. And we've been on them, but with them, who knows what time they show up.
How often do they come to your site?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. So it's not that the gentleman is referring to other trash companies that are waking them up at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Not just yours. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. We do have, we took some pictures. I don't know if you want to see them now or if not, or
give them to our attorney if you want. He'll decide whether or not he wants to.
Just real quick, this is you from our house.
Okay, we'll pass them down and make them part of the record. Thanks.
Mr. Fluhardy, I will note for the record that you do have a porta potty on site that was picked up by these pictures that someone else submitted to us.
Yes, so. And that's very interesting how they got those pictures. That's kind of odd to get those kind of quality pictures without trespassing.
Interested bystander.
Anything
thank
else?
You, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lurie.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? Any other questions?
That's fine. They'll just passing those down for
okay.
The record.
Okay. All right, then. I really can't close until.
Is the Denrick thing available to the public?
It'll be that letter will be, it's made part of the record, so everything that's been handed in will be part of the Planning and Zoning Commission file that's open to inspection by everybody.
Okay, so that'll be available online?
Well, it's not
come
available
in the office. You'd have to come into the office to see the file, but simply come in anytime between normal business hours, and you should be able to get access to the file just by asking for it.
Okay, great.
Yep. Can I clarify something?
You may.
This is a letter that was submitted supposedly by Denrick.
It's soil conservation.
Yeah, it's soil conservation district. That's what it is. Soil conservation district, not Denrick.
I think that she's part of that too.
Yes. Yeah, well, they work. They enforce the rules for Denrick through the conservation. I just want to make sure that I had the right letter. Okay, thank you.
case you're wondering what we're doing, we're looking at pictures, but we can't close the public hearing until everyone's looked at them or they won't be in part of the hearing. So that's usually we get these things in the beginning, but we have them in the end today.
Thank you.
Has everybody seen them? Mr. Lank, take a brief glance. And then the...
Well, and ma'am, it's not a back-and-forth discussion.
Sorry. Later on. Thanks. Okay. Everyone's had a chance to look at the pictures.
It appears that we have 18 pictures, if I count it right.
Okay.
So noted.
All right. Pictures are in the record. Anything else, gentlemen? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.